Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Summer conditions have finally arrived with some severe weather over the holiday weekend and hot temperatures forecast ahead. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards reports hail did considerable damage to crops in a stretch from west of Redfield up to Groton and Pierpont this past weekend.
Some areas did experience some flash flooding over the weekend as well, with areas of upwards of 3 to 4 inches of rain, similar in that Clark-Spink-Dade County area.
Looking forward, rain chances appear to be diminishing as above-average temperatures hit the state late this week.
Highs in the upper 90s in the Rapid City area, highs in the 90s in Aberdeen, and not quite as hot in the southeast Sioux Falls area, but upper 80s. And then in the central part of the state around Pierre, we're looking at around mid-90s by Friday, and up to close to 100 on Sunday for some of those areas as well.
That's not good news for western South Dakota, as drought continues to creep east from the Wyoming border, stretching to Wall and then north to south. Edwards states roughly 30% of South Dakota is abnormally dry, with about 10% in moderate drought. She reports June did not bring the moisture western South Dakota needs.
We saw some areas that had less than a third of an inch in the month of June, less than 25% of average in other areas. So really, June did not really pan out as well as we had hoped for rainfall.
Stay in tune with climate conditions across the region from the South Dakota Mesonet. Find the link at extension.sdstate.edu.